Hi, welcome to Mad English TV. Is burping in your culture polite or rude? In our culture, burping is rude. Okay, so a burp is when air comes up from your stomach. Okay, so if you drink that can of Coke really fast, in about 30 seconds, you're gonna burp. Okay, so rude and impolite both mean the same thing. Okay, but rude is a little bit stronger. Like if I say, you're ugly, that would be impolite, but it would even be a little bit more, and it would be rude, okay? So most of the time, the word impolite just means having bad etiquette. And etiquette means how you should behave in public. Okay, so it means having good conduct or good manners. Now, we have a term in English called table manners. That means how you should behave when you're eating with other people around a table. Okay, so let's take a look at some table manners. So you should chew with your mouth closed. That's chewing with your mouth closed. If you chew with your mouth open, okay, that's really rude. All right, you should always say please and thank you. Could you please pass the rice? Thank you. Okay, you should always talk about pleasant things. So never talk about using the bathroom or about vomiting or about death. Okay, talk about happy things. All right, now we have a saying in English, mind your manners. Let's say a boy is eating with his mouth open. His mom's gonna say, hey, mind your manners. Okay, it means you need to have better behavior. You need to have better manners around the table. Okay, now if you do happen to burp, that's okay, don't worry. Then just say, excuse me. Okay, and everyone will forgive you. All right, now farting is also something that is very rude in most situations. Okay. But for kids, kids just laugh about it, right? Like one kid might say, dude, did you fart? Yeah, it smells terrible. And then they'll laugh about it, okay? So it's really, if you're a kid, it's not a big deal. But if you're having like dinner around a table with a lot of other people, farting is probably something you don't want to do. But then again, if you do fart, you should just say, excuse me, all right? Now, picking your nose in public is also something that's rude, okay? So don't pick your nose in public, but blowing your nose is okay, all right? So you can do that. Now, these things here are called Kleenex in Canada, and it's called tissue in the US, okay? Kleenex is the brand name, and tissue is the generic name. For some reason in Canada, we use the brand name when we're talking about that. So you could say, hey, could I have a Kleenex? I need to blow my nose, okay? And you blow your nose. If you blow your nose really loud, I mean, then it might be rude or impolite. Like if you're having dinner around a table and you blow your nose really loud, try not to do that. But even if you do, I think everyone will forgive you. It'll be okay. All right, now, interrupting is something that's actually very rude. Okay, so if that woman starts talking, then this guy starts talking. That's called interrupting. Okay, she says, I was thinking, and he says, I don't want to. Okay, he cuts her off. Okay, that's very rude. He should let her finish talking, then he can talk. Then when he's finished, she can talk. It's called taking turns. Okay, so don't interrupt people. Now, talking loudly is also rude. Let's say I'm talking on my cell phone and I walk into an elevator with other people. I should lower my voice, okay? I should talk more quietly to respect other people. Okay, it's funny because I lived in China for a while and people don't do that in China. They talk on their phone loud. So many times I was in an elevator and someone would walk in, Wei, Wei, just shouting on their phone. And I'm like, dude, can you quiet down a little bit? In our culture, it's rude. I guess in their culture, it's not rude, right? It's just a cultural difference. All right. Now, in our culture, cutting in line or cutting the queue, that's also very rude. Okay, so you shouldn't do that. So let's say these people are waiting in line at a bank. And let's say the guy at the back of the line starts getting really impatient. So he comes here and he cuts in line. Okay, that's really rude. Okay, now this is called a line or a queue. So you're cutting the line, you're cutting in line, or you're cutting the queue. Or sometimes you might hear people say jumping the queue, okay? Jumping the queue, cutting in line. It means going in front of that guy. That's bad. You should wait over there. I know in some cultures, like I know in India and China, people do this all the time. I saw it. But when you come to Canada or the US or the UK, you should just wait your turn in line. That's your spot. You can't come over here. So let's do some homework. I want to learn from you. I want to learn about what are the cultural differences between my culture and your culture. Okay, so think about what are some things that are rude or polite in your culture that might be different from my culture. Okay, post your answer in the comments right down there, and I'll see you over in the next episode of Mad English TV. Take care.